new people, and welcome back the people who were here last class too. We always meet on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8:30. And so if you have no idea what's going on or what class it is, come here at 6:30 on Tuesday or Wednesday, and there will be something for you. And it's always here in the Design Light Meditation Center. This is how you can stay up to date with us. Our website, dynamitesac.org. We also have a Facebook group with Facebook events, so it's a good way to stay connected with us. And then also we have an email newsletter. I send it out like maybe once a month, maybe every 6 weeks, maybe every 2 months. It kind of just depends on how good I am. So it's a great way to stay up to date and know what we're doing here. Wrong way.
I like the meetups because then it reminds me.
That's right. We have a meetup group now too, but I don't remember the name of it. So we have this class next week. And then after next week, we're going to start, I went in order. So we have Got Empathy, one more class next week. And then this Friday, every month, we serve breakfast to the homeless at Friendship Park. And so the next breakfast is this Friday, the 17th. So we need
food
is the big need that we have. So we need food, we need cash donations, and then we also do have service. So it's Friday from 7:30 to 8:30 or 7 to 8:30?
7
to 8:30. And if you can't do it this month, we do it every third Friday of the month. And then we also have a breakfast program every Sunday. It's a little bit different. So Dasha back there in the gray shirt, she's the organizer and totally amazing. So if you want to get involved and are scared, talk to her. If you want to get involved and you know you need to do it, talk to her. Yes.
I just wanted to point out, I may be in error, but I believe on the website it says it is tonight and the 28th, which is Friday after next. So just want to clarify.
Oh, that's probably wrong then. Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. It is next Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so it's going to be same time, same day. Okay. The next, I'm sorry I keep going the wrong way. So the next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, the following Saturday, we're going to be having a Kirtan event here. And Jay sings in the band and plays. You play the sitar, you play the drums, or you play.
I sing.
You just sing. Okay. And he has an amazing voice. If you have not heard him sing, he is amazing.
We're
voice.
Ready. Let's hear it. I'm
he's
kidding.
He's been studying and singing for like 10 years, so he's really good. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. here on Saturday, the 25th. And we're really looking forward to it. And Radiant Front is amazing. And we're really, really excited to have them come. After the MBC course, which next week is the last week, we're going to be having a course on how to be happy, personal advice from the Buddha. And it's going to be a more Buddhist-focused course that we've been having the past couple of months. And Elaine Jackson is totally amazing. She's very accessible. If you've never been to a Buddhist course before and are interested, this is a great one to start with. And she's going to talk about how to be happy, which is, as Sunil said, that's what we're all trying to be. And so that's going to be four Tuesdays, March 28th through April 18th. And we are going to have a Saturday as well. And if you can't make the Saturday, that's okay. But it's really cool to come and spend a full day with the material if you can. And then starting on Wednesday, the 29th, so that's in a couple weeks, we're going to be having a course on karma. And it's going to be a really in-depth course. It's 10 weeks. And so we're going to take a deep dive and look into karma, how it works, and how we can use it to create our future. And so that's going to be on Wednesdays. And then finally, we're an entirely donation-based organization. And so we do have donation bowls in the back, one for our center, which helps us pay for our rent and to keep maintain this beautiful space. And then the other goes to the teachers. So Sunil doesn't get paid for teaching us. Thank you so much for coming to teach us. And so we show his appreciation through Donna. And if you have any questions, definitely feel free to ask me.
Is there an option to donate online?
There is. And if you, come see me.
There's a link.
There's a link on the website. Go to the website and there's a link. Yes, thank you, Heather. Any other questions? Okay. Oh, the last thing is Sunil is going to email out some of the materials, the feelings list, and some other MBC resources. So if you'd like to receive that, here's the sign-up sheet. And then if you want to get on the newsletter, there's a way to opt in. So I'm gonna go ahead and pass this around.
You're already on the mailing list, do you need to do that?
Put your name, and then I know to send it, that you were here, yeah.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the things I'm toying with is starting an ongoing group. I don't know when we'll meet and all that stuff, so yeah, thanks, Randy. I like the excitement, the lightness over there, the excitement. But I don't know if that is a list I should use or, oh, I guess, yeah, if you put yourself on there and if we are starting something, then people get notified. Okay, there you go.
You said that last time that we were
going to
start a group.
I know, I didn't. I chickened out. I keep going into, I'm not ready, you know. So.
Careful what you say for
a Lord. So maybe this time I'll get all my...
You have a need for,
some
keeping,
your
keeping your word.
Keeping your word.
Keeping your word.
Or honesty.
Integrity.
Yeah.
That's why I don't say. Yeah, I know. I should be careful what I say.
You said May. May.
There you go. Thank you, Judy. Hey, let's take a moment of silence just to arrive. So we don't have to do anything big. I'll just ring the bell. Just notice the sound of the bell as it dies out, and let's just come back in the room when you can no longer hear the bell. Okay, so again, Marshall saying, so let's explore it, right? We've heard a lot of beautiful things, and let's take it for a test drive. So in the previous course that Brandy and Ami taught, I learned this acronym, and I really like it, because, so what we're going to do next is do an exercise, so we take this model for a test drive, and this is really drawing from Tara Brock, who's a Buddhist teacher, and you'll find her YouTube videos and stuff online so you can get to know her. But she talks about this way of approaching what's happening that I really like, and I feel this resonates with how I approach feelings and needs, which is just stopping and recognizing what is happening, right? And we have, in NVC, there's these lenses of focusing on our feelings, what's happening in this realm, and there's another lens of, okay, let's go down into our feelings, our needs. Right? So that's the whole recognizing what is happening. And what's not said here, but what I feel it's saying is create the space, slow down, pause, you know, come into contact with what's actually happening at a feeling level, as opposed to, oh yeah. I mean, there is another way of logically deducing what's going on, but the real thing is, what I enjoy is to drop into the felt sense. And then developing the capacity to allow things to be exactly as it is. This is not easy. This is very easy to say, but like, you know, when I was talking to Dasha, where, you know, like, there are places that I can feel into that I'm like, I don't want to feel this. You know, I go get ice cream, I go whatever, right? And it's not even like, you know, we all have, well, I should not assume that, but I find myself like in the evening sometimes, I just want ice cream. There was a phase where I was eating ice cream every evening, and I just couldn't even begin to connect with that really desperate feeling, you know, it was really hard. And so in that place, it's like what I could do was to acknowledge that I am really struggling and I don't have choice right now. And this is really painful at some level and my system is doing something to compensate for some need that's not being met. So to just be, to recognize what is happening, right? That is my capacity in that moment. And the more I practice with that, I kind of think, Liz, you were saying that too, is the more I practice with that, my capacity increases to meet the difficult places, right? So it isn't this like, oh, I'll go down my feelings list, needs list, ha, I don't need ice cream. No. That's far from it. It's like there are a lot of dark places in my life that I very carefully tread, you know, and then investigating it, right? So if I can even come in contact with what is uncomfortable, those layers of stuff, I can investigate at whatever level, you know. It doesn't have to be like the deepest level and then investigate. But this kindness piece is huge. It's like, I think the biggest thing is, it's like the flashlight when things get messy, you know, that can actually meet difficult experience. Again, it takes capacity building in my experience. And as I understand it, when you do these steps, what opens up is this relaxed awareness. So when I read non-identification, you don't do the last step. The last step is a result of actually practicing the first three. And then it's like, well, how I experience it, and that's why I do NVC, is because I can feel myself just relaxing a little bit, you know, and going from this is what's going on to like, okay, this is what's going on in this space. And so with that said, let's get into an exercise. So what I'd like to do, I'd like a brave soul in the room to share something that happened very briefly, where the needs were not met. So it could be something that somebody did or said recently. It could be a very simple thing, very small. Actually, yeah. Because we're not, this is important actually. Because I'm not a therapist, this is not a therapy group, we don't want to go into the biggest, scariest place in our lives. So if you're offering something, I'd really request you to be gentle with me and the group and just offer something like, you know, a little bit of the surface, but yeah, you be the judge of it. So,
I had made plans with someone to hang out for my birthday, and they texted me the day before and said, actually, can we not hang out? Like, hang out this week. Can we hang out this day instead of this day?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, thank you. So, what we're going to do, right? So, did you all hear it to some degree? So, okay, I'll repeat what I heard you say. What I heard Lauren say was that Lauren made plans with a friend to hang out the day before her birthday. Mm-hmm. And then shortly before,
the day before we're supposed to hang out, they texted and said, oh, I have to do chores. Can we hang out this day instead?
So the day before, the person wanted to reschedule to a different day, and Lauren had feelings about it. We're going to explore this. Thank you.
You're a lot better than chores.
It's funny how much we get. Your face holds funny.
So the first thing we're
I actually
do...
feel angry just hearing that.
So this is good. This is good. So what Jay said is, I feel angry hearing that, right? So I want to name that. There's Lauren, right? Lauren having shared something that happened is stimulating Jay.
Right? Like,
and
care
it's
about
stimulating
her.
All of us, right? Our feelings and our needs are, it's affecting us. Just to hear the story. So we have a choice, right? We could be going and saying, let's focus on Jay's feelings and needs. Bye, Lauren. You know. But this is where the awareness of, like, what are we choosing here, right? So here's Lauren's feelings and needs. There's Jay's. And so we're saying, okay, we're going to not go to Jay's right now, but be included in the space of what's happening, right? And we're going to stay, we're going to connect with feelings and needs. So as you remember, the four steps are observation, feeling, need, and request. Right? So as far as the observation, it's like what happened, right? That's cause. What is it that Lauren said? So just to shorten it, we could say the teaching is that try to make it so neutral that a camera could observe it, right? So if there was a video camera noticing, it's not really realistic, but what they're saying is try to take it there. So it could be something like, if I said something like, you know, let's use this, when Lauren's friend, flaked on her. How's that for an observation? Not very good, right? Yeah. So, that feels good, right? Lauren's like, that's how it felt. And that is important as validation of that is part of the experience. Right? So,
Well, I mean, I'd rather hang out with my chores than hang out with you and stay before your birthday.
Right.
They should have put their chores till Wednesday.
Right.
You know,
but that's a judgment, right?
I know.
So it's like, well,
so see now, what is your name?
Adina.
So you can see now Adina is getting stupid. She's having feelings and needs. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're all having feelings and needs about this incident. So this thing about how we're all kind of getting triggered, but this Lauren's not causing us to feel this way. I'm having all the feelings and needs. We're all stimulating each other and triggering each other, right? It's all good, right? We're just going to notice all this stuff, right? So again, we're choosing to come back here, okay? If we had time, we'd go down the list. Now, so let's try a cleaner observation, right? So does anyone have a cleaner?
So is it as neutral as Lauren's birthday plans change?
Uh-huh.
Well, Lauren gave it pretty neutral. She said my friend texted me the day before.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't really hear it.
I've been working with this for a week, so the energy behind it.
Thank you, Michelle. So can you say it again, Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren's friend
texted her the day before the plans.
Yeah. Day before planned.
And stated he had chores to do and could we hang out on Friday instead.
Yeah. So this is what this helps doing is to be really specific because, and Lauren, thank you Michelle, is only done work to get very clear about what the observation is. So this is no charge in here, no judgment of the other person. Lauren didn't say my friend licked on me, you know, yada yada yada, right? So she's already done work to clean it up, I'm guessing. And so when we have this, then we know exactly what it is that we are connecting with her feelings about. Because, you know, we could start going into this whole thing and there's like all sorts of feelings and all sorts of needs and there's so many different spectrums and sides of this relationship that could be here. But Lauren's really focused it down to this specific interaction. So given what you heard, as you look at that sheet of feelings and needs, can you imagine what feelings came up for Lauren as I find the...
Frustrated?
Yeah. Frustrated. Okay. Let me... Jay and Adina,
you were her sidekicks.
This just shows how important this incident is.
Yeah.
Right? So feelings. I heard frustrated. Okay. So what we'll do, is we'll write a list of feelings. People are guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And my request is, like, wait, and then... We'll bring you back into the frustrated. Okay.
Hurt.
Flustered.
Agitated.
Sad. Lonely, maybe.
Agitated. If I don't get you, what are these?
Annoying.
Confused.
Okay, let's slow down. Did I get the words? Can we do hands because it's easier for me to write it down?
Yeah.
Did I get all the words? Yeah.
Heartbroken.
Hurt. Thank you. David, you said abandoned?
Yeah, because I'm so confused.
Thank you. And I appreciate your way of learning, which is to throw it in there, rather than keep it in. And this is going to help a lot of people because you have the courage to do that. Okay?
Disappointed.
Rejection, okay.
Maybe
stressed.
Yeah, and so let's acknowledge it's uncomfortable to just throw out a word. I'm not sure if it's right or wrong. What am I doing? You know, this is a funny thing we're doing here. And just fumble a little bit, it's okay.
Ambivalent.
And what you're doing as you're guessing these things is you're helping Lauren, you're supporting her and getting connected with her experience in a very different way. And this is the creation of empathy. Lauren's shaking her head. She's being a good student, not saying anything right now. But she's already enjoying it, right? So, okay, I know there's more hands. I'm going to clear some. Okay, I'm going to clear this, okay? Go ahead.
We have confused.
I don't know what I've written so far. This is
irritated.
Discouraged.
And let's acknowledge that these are words for us, but as Lauren's listening to all this stuff, it's really her experience. And it's not just words, she's feeling all this. And
modified,
it's very
modified.
Can you hold that at you? Right? This is really rich for you right now. So I just want to name that it's not just words going on the board. This is us connecting and offering Lauren this space where her feelings can actually be met and connected with. Right? And as you're doing it, you're feeling it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's taking you deeper in. So I just want to also be gentle with Lauren and and we are being, you know, just want to include that. So you have modified?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are we...
Your name?
Yeah. Okay, I'll take a few more and then stop. Last one.
Despair.
Frustrated.
And frustrated. You know, frustrated?
Yeah.
And
okay.
Despair.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I'm going to pause so we can get to the needs. And so what we've done here is offer a bunch of guesses to Lauren, you know, about the feelings she may be having about this experience. Couple of teaching points. And David did this very consciously. Abandoned is attributing what's happening to me to the other person. So there's a lot of attribution of you left me to abandon. So that's where we'll mark it and say that's not in the feelings list. That's why that would be. The other one is also rejection. To feel rejected is a little bit of a trap where we're saying that person has to do something now for me. And when I had the experience of being rejected, I may have felt hurt. And so we can get to another level of our vulnerability that way. So I'm just going to call out these words. I see Anne in the room.
Can I add a word?
Yeah.
That's different.
Cost you extra.
Maybe she was relieved.
Relieved.
She didn't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it could be all of this. So at this point, I'm going to pause. And Lauren, if you could go through this list. And which are the feelings here that are the strongest for you?
I would have to say, because I mean, this wasn't just like boom and it was over. It was like a full 2-day like situation, and so I probably went through all of the feelings at a certain, you know what I mean? Like they're all feel familiar, but like at the moment or like the very near to the specific text message, I would say disappointed and hurt and heartbroken. were probably the biggest.
Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed, hurt, heartbroken.
Yeah.
Were probably like the strongest.
Yeah. Thank
biggest,
you.
Closest to visiting. Yeah.
You,
but then I went through all those other ones throughout the course of the whole weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is important, right? So what Lauren's saying is, what I'm hearing is, like, you went through a lot, and there's probably more feelings here than we listed. You went through. It was really an important interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And it really affected you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done a lot of work, and you're noticing these are still sort of alive for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now what we're going to do is, we're going to go from the feelings to what are the needs these feelings are connected to. So we can tell that some needs are not met. Right? If it had been relieved, we could say some needs were met. Right? But, or that kind of spectrum. So let's look at the needs list. And what I'm going to do is, is it okay if I wipe out the less important ones?
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on these feelings and look at the needs list. And once I wiped it down, if you could raise your hand and offer what needs of Lauren's were not met that might have caused these feelings to arise. So what does she, another way to say is, what is she wanting or longing for or hoping for that was not met in that interaction that resulted in these feelings? Yeah.
Connectedness.
So I'm going to do black for this. Connectedness.
Celebration.
And again, we're just guessing. We don't know, right? But the act of guessing is only helping Lauren sort of sort through her own feelings. And getting it wrong is still a contribution.
Support.
Sorry, guys.
Consideration. Love.
Trust.
Respect. Presence.
Understanding.
Intimacy.
Appreciation.
Appreciation.
And intimacy.
Joy. And play.
Play.
Value.
Consistency.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, integrity.
I'm wondering for how many people this situation is sort of alive. It touches on your own experience in the room. Yeah. So we can see that, Lauren. You're not alone, obviously. It's like, so it's kind of a little bit touches our own experience, right? So did I miss one? Integrity.
Affection.
I'm going to throw one in too. Kindness.
What they're mean by mutuality.
But you throw it in this again. So again, just offer it, you know, and just our willingness to be here and to be curious about Lauren's needs, to hold that curiosity and respect is a huge gift already. That's it. Mm-hmm. Right? So unless there's any
honesty.
And I'm going to pause here with the guesses, so Lauren doesn't... Okay, so again, what are the needs that jump out from this list?
I think the need that I didn't see it on here, so maybe you can help me figure out how it's a need, was that I... didn't feel important.
Yeah, that you wanted to matter.
Yeah, so like that was the core. I was like, this is blaming, but like I thought I was important to you, and you just showed me that I wasn't.
Right.
And so I don't know how to make that a need, but that's...
Yeah, the need to matter is on other lists I've seen, but it's also there's a way in which it's like you could say the need, I want to matter to that person.
Yeah.
But that still becomes like a, you have to do this for me. But when we make it just that, connected a little bit deeper to, I want to feel like I matter.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think it was the intimacy piece, because, it's someone that I have a romantic relationship with, and so, maybe if it was just a friend, I wouldn't have reacted so strongly, but it's like that sense of intimacy wasn't there,
And so, yeah. I just want to appreciate the vulnerable place you're going with sharing all this, right? I'm guessing it's tender to go and... So I just want to slow us down and be like, hey, appreciate the...
They haven't even bracelet. Poor thing, she deserves more than that.
I just want to appreciate the vulnerability in the room, right? And so far it's the need to matter, maybe the need to belong, right?
And I think respect.
Respect.
Up there. Respect. Yeah, and consideration. And just like, yeah. Or is consideration, because that feels like that's another person, like, because I'm going consideration, like, oh, he should have considered what I was feeling.
That's a great,
more.
Yeah.
And,
so, the thing is,
but
then
it feels like blaming, not my own.
Right. So there may be some blame there, like, I wanted to, but in feeling that, can you follow it back to just wanting consideration?
Mm-hmm.
How just consideration, regardless of who it is important to you?
Because it's like to matter, because if it was important, then that consideration would be there.
And so can you sense how it's, even regardless of this person, the need to matter, the consideration, can you feel it
mm-hmm.
in a felt way?
Yeah.
How does it feel to take that, to connect with it in your body?
It feels really lonely.
Mm-hmm. So there's some sadness coming up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so in NEC, we call this the mourning of the needs not met.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just naturally arising, right? So when we connect with the needs that are not met, this sadness just comes up. And this like feeling of how much I was longing for this need to be met. And I'm really, and this, it's not you being sad, the sadness is showing up.
Yeah.
And this is part of the healing that's the grieving of the needs not met. So mourning is just when you connect to the needs, it just happens. And the sadness is, how does the sadness feel? Is it painful? Is it?
No, it's not painful. It has been, you know, but right now it's not painful. It's just like more of a memory. It's like a nostalgia, that, you know what I mean, that memory of like something being important to you. It's like more nostalgic, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the sadness is there, but it just doesn't feel strong. So it's like, oh, I used to be, you know, it's like more sweet maybe, if that's...
Yeah, so this is the thing with the mourning is it's kind of a bittersweet sadness where there is a little bit of sweetness to that sadness because we are needing our pain in such a human way. Right? This is like this gentle holding of my mourning and there is space and this there's a certain way in which this, at least how I've experienced it, is the grieving is happening on its own and it's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
And it's happening.
Yeah, because it's like now I feel, since my needs are being met, or like in this moment, thank you guys, but my need is being met in this moment, that it's like it doesn't have to be like this empty just like pit of sadness. It's like because like that need of like support and connectedness is being met in this moment.
Yes.
But the
and
sadness is...
This...
Not so deep.
This is the quality empathy. Right? So...
Kind of there.
but this is when, when Lauren is talking about the support, it's about this feeling that everyone you're understood, you're held, and that makes it okay to be where you are. And that is empathy, right? This is our empathy in being with Lauren where she is right now, without changing her, without anything changing, but just the being with is creating this healing, a healing sadness. Is that right? And so this is a process that's starting because of our presence, our not trying to make anything happen, but just being with. This is the power of empathy, is this healing just happens. And this is what Marshall was talking about when he talks about the consciousness, is that when we get to this place, something just happens. You know?
Yeah, and when everyone was like saying the feelings and saying the needs, even though not every single one I connected with, it was like, oh, okay, I don't, you know, everyone else has felt this before, and it's not, because you know when you're kind of in the moment, it's like, why am I feeling this? I shouldn't be, I don't have a right to.
Exactly.
And I'm all alone, and like,
exactly.
I'm overreacting or whatever, but I was like, oh, other people could like, just hear about this experience, and then either guess what I'm feeling, or be experiencing it themselves. It was,
it was healing to get those, even if they didn't connect with, just the empathy that it evoked. That, wow, I'm in this place and people are getting me. I'm okay in my experience. It's so beautiful and rich.
And really validating, I think. Without, you know, because you get people when something bad happens, it's like, he's a jerk, or this happened. And that's validating, but it's not helpful validating.
It's not this kind of level of...
This is,
like,
way more helpful
validation.
And there's the validation of... The validation and also the acceptance that all of my feelings are okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I had... And it is okay.
Yeah.
And that's very sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For me, knowing feelings are a human experience really helped me to feel like not alone. It's okay to just feel what you feel.
And I think that's part of also what Lauren's saying is because we're just here with her, nobody's changing her, we're just being with, Lauren's experiencing the support. That's it. And yeah. So I'm noticing the time is 1 minute from 8:30, and I want to end like a good facilitator. I'm a wannabe good facilitator, but we can stay afterwards. We can stay afterwards and chat because this is a very rich place in the room, and it's horrible to leave like this. So you can write that in my feedback. Not that there is feedback, but
now there is no.
But yeah, so I feel a little bad to get to this really gentle place with Lauren and then leave. But it is, yeah. Lauren, you're okay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just to close this out, I'll ring the bell and let's just listen to the sound of the bell as it dies, and when we can no longer hear it, let's come back to the room. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any books that you recommend?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a book by Marshall. I forget what it's called, but let me. How do I do this?
Can you email it out?
I can email out books. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take this just a minute before.
Yeah.
What if I still want to make more?
Then.
Can we address that next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chair's free.
Because then that means.
You need to take it.
Yeah. Because then it's like basically there's something in you that's not being met.
That's right.
And then we go into that even more directly. And we keep doing these things. What is that part? What does that mean that's unmet that makes me still want to go there?
Yeah.
And we connect to that. Because underneath that is some pain, hurt, whatever there is.
Right. And that's reassuring.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you could do an exercise.
Oh, no,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So can we maybe continue to do this?
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Extend that empathy to somebody. Or whatever. Extend that further, because I get it with people. No problem.
But there are similar experiences. Yeah, it seems like.
Yeah, so if you turn that around to yourself and listen, what is it that you did?
Yeah,
that's the operation. Because there's some interaction, something that triggered something. What are the feelings I'm having? I'm sensing you're feeling upset. You're really not okay with something that happened. You really want to tell them. If you can connect with those feelings in yourself and really get clear what they are. Like you build on the board, and then what are the needs that mean? What needs of mine are not met by something that they said or did? You know? Just like you did with Lauren, you dropped to that place.
I've done that.
Oh, you've done all of that.
And I did that for myself.
But that means there's more stuff to connect with. Keep going there. Because you want to make them wrong. So Marshall says that every judgment, every whatever, there is an unmet need. So we go back through that to what are the needs that are still not being met with that is causing this energy to come out. And maybe what does have to happen is that you do need to go and express something to them. That is important. But if you're clear about what need it is coming from, then you have the chance of it actually conveying the message that's important to you, as opposed to the energy coming out. Without being really connected to what it is you want to hear. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Neil, I would like to make a donation to you. And
oh, wow.
So,
oh, wow.
It's for three of us.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the donation's going to
Jessica. I know, but I don't know your last name.
Oh, Joseph J-O-S-E-P-H. Thank you.
You're welcome. J-O-S-E-P-H-S.
I know it's a close name.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I hope you come next time.
We will.
Okay, good.
Bye.
I'm Melanie.
Melanie, yeah. Thanks for coming.
Of course. I'll be here next week too.
Awesome.
Which one is your goal to put money in?
Over there, one of those two.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
For me, it's like I'm ready to
You got something from it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks, Michael. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, but something along the same
lines. Talk about abandonment.
That's a rich one to get into. I got to the empathy at the end. I was like, somewhere in there, there's empathy.
I'll look at cushions.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, yes.
It's really bright. Oh, good. That's good. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Okay.
I didn't even say
it. You think I got you now?
You didn't wait all.
So
Judy said she would very much like to join a practice group if you decide to have one. I think I would like to also.
Yeah, I should get it going. I want to see if I can use this space. It's such a nice space to do it in this context.
And she said ironically that Friday next week would work great for her because she's out of town on Tuesday, so she's going to be a little sad to miss it.
Thank you for that.
She's going to Georgia.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Have fun doing your tour. That's because you've been taking these classes longer than me.
Yeah.
You have restraint. That was very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you for that like nice little thing. But it's so powerful, no? After doing so much work, you've only done so much processing, and this is what something else.
You probably want to see.
Yeah. I mean, you really want to Chris's shirt. Chris loves those shirts.
Yeah. That's the picture.
Is that a thing? Do they say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And he has the one with the leaf.